This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Six after the hour now, here on the DJV Wunderbar Show. It's Tuesday, October the 19th. Pretty much everywhere. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn has joined us for conversation, and her enthralling personality wraps itself around the room. Victoria Keelan here with her magnanimous big personality. Jay Kirshner is here to help us enjoy things. So much awaits you folks, and this next hour of conversation, it's almost overwhelming. And I know there will come a time when you look back at all of the things you've heard us talk about and think, wow, I remember when I was listening to them when they were talking about, and then you fill in the blank. How about that? No blanks. There's never a blank here.
I got right? That the other day with, remember we were talking about the McRib sandwich coming back to McDonald's?
Yes.
And I said that if you eat a McRib, there are some of the chemicals that in a McRib are also in yoga mats. And I had a hilarious exchange with a listener who couldn't quite remember what I was talking about. And she was like, maybe it was a yoga waffle. And I was like, a yoga? It took me forever to figure out what she was referring to. But yeah, it was very, very funny. So our crazy things that we say sometimes
people
stick.
Paying attention. Okay. So Halloween is, let's see, today is the 19th, so we got, what, a week and a half until
Halloween.
Yeah, a couple
Sundays.
Yep, that's it. So you'll be happy to hear, as L.A. goes, so goes the nation, that there's nothing better to do for public officials in Los Angeles than to urge you to be careful on Halloween. And so what are some of the things that are high risk that are, like, stay out of the road so people won't run you over?
Razor blades in your candy?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Living in L.A. is actually pretty high risk, is, I think, one of them. California is the only, if you look at the map right now, it's the only one with moderate levels of cases. Everyone else is in the red. California is in the yellow. However, the mandates and restrictions, they continue to flow. So the funny thing about this article, when they talk about what's happening, is they said the number of patients in ICU continues to tick upward from 182 to 184, according to new figures. Okay, sorry. But it's, I mean, 182, 184, I mean, is that really ticking upwards?
Right.
It doesn't seem to be. 898 new cases of COVID in Los Angeles. So they're saying, well, you can do Halloween, but you got to be a little careful. They say to plan for a safe Halloween. And they say that closed spaces, poor airflow, crowded places, all of that's a bad idea because you're screaming, you're laughing, you're talking, you're breathing heavily, and that's the most dangerous environment for contracting the virus. So they said the safest thing to do is to do outdoor costume parties, pumpkin patch visits, outdoor ghost tours, hay rides, and trick-or-treating, but done safely. Make sure you maintain physical distance and use masks.
Okay, good for them. All right, nobody has any common sense anymore. We need the government to tell us what to do. So, Jennifer, what's the story with Andrew McCabe? Some people may remember his name, some people may not, but I know that he was an FBI person, got fired. Do you want to bring us back to why he got fired and why this is important?
Yeah, he was the one who was lying. He was actually the number two.
He was actually lying?
Actually, they all do, probably. But he got caught doing it. How about that? That's probably more accurate.
Thank you.
So he was the number two under James Comey at the FBI. He was a deputy director there, but then he became acting director after James Comey was gone. And he got fired because he was lying about the leaks that came out. Remember, they were leaking stories from the FBI, so the media would cover them. There were stories about Trump and collusion with Russia, and then they would bring those stories in as the reason to get FISA warrants on the Trump campaign. It was like the ultimate plot where they were using the media to provide the resources they needed to pull the FISA warrants. Mm-hmm. And he was fired because the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, who's independent, he's not politically motivated, he determined that he lacked candor with investigators during the criminal leaks investigation. He denied any wrongdoing, but the Justice Department said that they wouldn't prosecute him, but he had to go and he wasn't going to get his pension. Well, now he sued and he has, under the Biden Justice Department, won his pension back. So.
Hey! Hooray for him. I've noticed more and more people that are congressmen, congresspersons, congresswomen, are saying they're not running again. A couple of more added to that list this week. Are there more Democrats than Republicans who say that they're not going to run, or is it pretty evenly spread?
I don't know if we know the exact number yet, but this is troubling because Nancy Pelosi's majority is already holding at like 3, and many people believe that with the low approval ratings for Biden and the low approval ratings for Democrats in Congress, that they're going to have a really tough time. And just historically, in between, when you have midterm elections, typically the party that's not in charge does better. And so a lot of people, Democrats included, believe that Republicans will do pretty well next year during the midterms and that Nancy Pelosi will no longer be Speaker of the House. So when you hear that 2 senior House Democrats are going to retire, if you're Nancy Pelosi, you're like, well, poo, because that's going to make it a little bit harder for me to try to maintain the seats, because typically incumbents will do better. Now you've got 2 empty seats, and they're in key states, North Carolina and Pennsylvania, which both tend to be very purple. So, these people may be in safely Democrat districts, but it does make you wonder if this is going to help impact the balance of power at all. It comes after John Yarmuth, who is a Democrat he chairs up the House Budget Committee, that he's also not going to seek reelection. So now you have 3, which is really her margin of error, that are not going to run again for office.
All right. So tell me this, all of you, Jay, Victoria, Jennifer, are you hearing some of the ads already running for midterms, which don't take place till next year? I asked the question because I was in New Hampshire over the weekend. I was driving up to a farm in New Hampshire. I was listening around the radio, and I heard 3 different stations play the same spot, which basically is a woman, I think her name is Hassan, H-A-S-S, or something like that. She's a congresswoman from New Hampshire. So these ads are blasting away at her and Nancy Pelosi for doing whatever the infringement of the day is. I don't even remember what it was. What caught me were 2 things. That this was a nationally sponsored ad from some PAC. That was for sure. And it was aimed at this woman, Hassan, who is considered a big spender, and some political PAC, who's obviously controlled by the Republicans, have spent a lot of money already. That was the second thing that grabbed me. Hello, it's October 19th, 2021.
Well, it may be the effort to knock down her support of the Build Back Better plan. Because that's what it is. You've got a lot of PACs on both sides, both Democrat run and Republican run. Republicans saying, don't do this, it's going to be bad. Democrats saying, if you don't do this, we're all going to die. And right. So everybody, that's the kind of advertising you're hearing now.
Yeah.
And of course, they're not going to waste the opportunity to mention the congressperson if it happens to be someone who they think they can
take
pressure.
A shot. Right. Okay. Yesterday, we were talking about this woman who was raped on the train in Philadelphia, and I wonder if any more has come out of that.
Remember when I said I bet people used their cameras? They did. Everybody was holding their cameras. No one was helping.
But doing nothing to help the woman.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and so she pressed charges. He was arrested. He said it was consensual. But the security cameras on the train back up her story.
Did they even know each other?
I don't know.
Didn't look to me like they even knew. When I looked at the van, they didn't look at the law.
I don't know.
I was disgusted, but it didn't look like they knew. I suppose you can say anything.
And, I don't know. Yeah. It's a horrible story, but, yeah. He's been arrested, so that's the good news.
Ungabunga. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warning congressional leaders that the Treasury will take, quote, extraordinary measures to manage its cash and not exceed the debt limit through the 3rd of December, which is the next deadline for lawmakers to raise the debt limit. So we're going to do this every month now?
Job? I know. But isn't that the job?
Yeah, right. Isn't that extraordinary measures? We're not supposed to spend what we don't have, but we can keep borrowing it. I wish I could. You know, is there a way someplace that we can all borrow as much, whether we can prove that we can pay it back or not? I just want to borrow some more money.
We should come up with government home loans and then just borrow. Yeah. You got it? Go for it.
Right. Now, Megan sent me a note yesterday because she and I are both signed on to. There's still a little bit of debt left on her college. Can you imagine that? 20 years later, we're still paying. And the interest rate is like 12% on these loans, which is an outrage. And why that isn't illegal.
That's cheap. That's
why,
cheap.
Yeah. Some of it is 18%, like a credit card.
Yeah.
So she said that the folks at UCLA, my daughter is a prof. She and her husband both are profs, professors at UCLA. And so the school has come to them and asked any of the profs, and her husband's the same way. That's how it started, actually. Her husband, who went to many of the same schools Megan did and got loans, it was still, he spoke at the commencement a year ago, and when he told the graduates that he still had $40,000 in college debt, the audience was stunned. You could hear a pin. Because here's the guy who's a prof. And, you know, then he related to the situation that most of them are in. And so now Megan says that there is a move afoot, whether it's just for profs. She said it was, I think she said, Jennifer, it was public employees, but mostly the federal, it's federal money, or I don't know how it's involved. But anyway, she's filling out an application to have some, if not all, of her college debt that's left forgiven. And
well,
I guess
no offense,
I can
but why is that my problem that she's got college
well,
debt?
Well, that's it. You see, I was going to say the same
she
thing.
She chose, she chose to go to really fancy school. So
right.
That good for her, but that doesn't mean we should all pay for that.
Well, so then what is the, that's one of the things that the Democrats have run on. All right, Bernie Sanders, let's pay it all off. Everybody gets free college. Huh? But isn't that free? At all. I'm not criticizing my daughter. I just thought it was interesting I bring it up because apparently it's something that's going on in sort of wide circles. But the other side of it is, Jennifer, the choice is if you do want to go to school and you have to borrow the money and you're paying 18% or whatever it is you're paying, there's no reason in the world, especially some of those loans are government subsidized. Yeah.
Right.
That's the outrage.
Interest rate is ridiculous.
That's the outrage. All right, 18 after the hour, you're listening to the Tuesday DJV program.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tap, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
We are RGCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour. Oh! What's this? I like
Merry
this.
Merry Christmas!
Happy New Year! New Kelly Clarkson song. I was teasing about this because there's a rule. Some of the things we put into our daily podcast that you can hear at djvshow.com or DJV, wherever you get your podcast. The fact we can't play music. I love to have little musical inserts, interactions, if you will, when it's appropriate to the conversation, when there's need for it. So we were talking about that and then remembering that we can't in podcast. So what's the rule? Why is it against the rules of the law or whatever? I should probably know this, but just for the heck of it, Victoria, why is
licensing.
It?
It's
just licensing.
You know, the RIAA that you pay for.
Yes.
The royalty
right.
licensing.
Yes,
they don't have that in podcasts. So eventually they might, but right now it doesn't exist.
All right. So this is Kelly Clarkson and Ariana Grande together, right, Jay?
No, this is just Kelly Clarkson. This is Christmas Isn't Canceled, Just You. This is the one that she dropped last month. And then her album, When Christmas Comes Around, just dropped on Friday, and there's a track on it, Santa, Can't You Hear Me? That's the one with Ariana Grande, where they are just like two powerhouses, for sure.
That's what this is? Is that what this is? Okay, Santa, Can't You Hear Me? Crank it up, Joe, for a second. Now, do we hear Mariah Carey in this? Seems to me we've got a little Mariah going on here, and I think that's good, frankly, because I don't. There's nothing worse than listening to at Christmas time.
Slow jams, no Christmas shoes in your repertoire.
Awful, no. And there's so much.
I'm the same way. I agree with you.
Yeah, when you get right down to the brass tacks of it, there are thousands, literally thousands of albums with all of the traditional Christmas happy generic music done by every artist you can imagine from the 50s on up that is appropriate. If I were running a Christmas music station, and some of them, I think there's already a half a dozen stations around the country that are playing Christmas music full time. If I were programming, I don't want to, you know, these program directors who don't have a lot of creative ability, I'll just take the top 10 from all of the year. No. there are these blends in great old songs from some of the great rock artists, some of the great balladeers. You know, we do have some Bing Crosby that shows up once in a while, and Frank Sinatra, and, you know, that ilk from that era. But then there are all the other guys that are, like Buddy Greco, who did some great Christmas albums, Jerry Vale, Johnny Mathis, although once in a while you do hear Johnny Mathis. There's a shortage of creativity, and I think that people want to have, even though Christmas music brings radio stations that play the Christmas music fabulous ratings, I think they could even get more if they broadened it out a bit. Am I right, girls, or not? What do you think?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And get rid of It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. It's like Pavlov's Dog. It is used in every chaotic shopping scene in
too much.
Films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Grinch, that damn thing. What an awful, awful. And then, yeah, but there's so much good stuff. You know, you get to thinking about who has been a good big pop singer over the years, people who've had TV shows, you know, that kind of stuff. That Ricky Nelson has some great Christmas stuff from him. So anyway, all right, so that's that story. Did I blow all the time?
Worth it.
Well, you know, the Christmas stuff, I'm going to tell you as an aside, if you don't start your Christmas shopping pretty much now, because of the shortage in so many things, you're going to find yourself holding the bag, and it's going to be an empty bag. And that's just the practical side of things. Look around everywhere you look. You see people are saying, buy now. And I'm not talking about online. I'm talking about go to the store and get stuff before it's a vast wasteland. 28 after the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former President Obama Defense Secretary Robert Gates claimed on CNN Sunday President Biden has gotten a lot wrong through the years as a public servant. The former secretary believes Biden has been wrong on nearly every foreign policy and national security issue over the past 4 decades.
I think he's gotten a lot wrong. He opposed every one of Ronald Reagan's military programs to contest the Soviet Union. He opposed the first Gulf War. That list goes on.
The State Department's acting inspector general informed lawmakers Monday that her office is looking into several aspects of the Afghanistan withdrawal fiasco, including thousands of U.S. allies believed to have been left behind in the Taliban-controlled territory. A New York man was ambushed by U.S. Marshals who thought he was Gabby Petito's fiancé, Brian Laundrie. The lookalike man, Severin Beckwith, reported Monday U.S. Marshals kicked down the door of his hotel room in North Carolina with their weapons drawn. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
China launched a nuclear-capable hypersonic missile this summer because it wanted to show a sign of strength when the United States is showing a great deal of weakness, especially after the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul from Texas on Newsmax Monday.
Well, I think it's a showing of strength when I think our country is showing a lot of weakness, particularly after Afghanistan. They are a threat to Taiwan. And these hypersonic missiles are frightening. And it caught our intelligence community off guard. We knew that they were building them, had them, but to actually launch one that could circle the globe and just come about 25 miles away from the intended target is a real threat to our national security. And the reason why is because they fly, five times the speed of sound and at a low altitude. And they can run kind of circuitous paths where we don't have a defense system that can defend the United States from these type of weapons. And I think that's the biggest danger, particularly if they were launched from a submarine, off the coast of the United States. So they're getting ahead of the game. And I think what also is disturbing is a lot of this technology actually came from the United States that they either stole or we had U.S. companies sell them the technology they have used to build these hypersonic missiles.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill always asks if I'm ready. Of course I'm ready. I'm always ready.
You're wandering somewhere around the studio.
He shouts very loud, so it sounds like he's close. Of course I'm ready. Okay.
All right. Speaking of shouting, I'm shouting to the highest treetops. I'm Doug Steffen. She's Victoria Keelan. There's Jay Kushner. And then there's Kanye, who's no longer yay. He's ye. Or is he yay? What is he?
Yay.
Yay. All right, so
is it
Phil,
yay
you
or is it
yay? Is it ye?
Because on the show they call him ye, and
ye.
So it's kind of been and like and he has
hear ye, yees. Hear ye. You mean like that?
I've heard, yeah. I didn't watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians much, but I have seen who's it? Chloe calling him yay. So that's
yay.
Why I always thought it was yay. Is it yay?
Yay
is
for ye.
Yay, can we just call him the artist formerly known as Kanye West?
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, on the show I've seen him. I've seen them call him ye. And he calls himself Ye, but I don't know where Chloe got Yay from.
then that's
apparently
Ye.
This has
we'll
been
go
a nickname
Ye.
For years under the circumstances. Right. So here, as long as we're talking about Ye, he was on a cab ride out of JFK. I don't know who figured this out, but he had on a kind of creepy Caucasian mask.
Yeah.
What's the point
been wearing a lot of masks lately. I don't
know. So how do you know it's him? If it's a mask, it's him?
Because the
He had the approved mask on while traveling, like the typical mask most people wear. He took that off and then put this mask on.
Yeah. Really? I mean, I think that, first of all, you never know with Yi what's going on. So it's either he's in the middle of a bipolar episode, or this is the newest art installation project that he's working on. You just, you never know. And that must have been challenging to be married to.
Must have been. So now, Courtney, while we're into the KKK here, Courtney Kardashian is very happy being engaged to Travis Barker, and very happy never to marry him, it would appear.
What
is
do you
that
mean?
Right?
Why is that? They only just got engaged.
Like two days ago.
Yeah? Well, but are they going to get married? That's
yeah,
I think
question.
So.
Oh,
course,
I think 100%. Yeah.
Really?
He's
why?
Been married twice before, and so maybe the third time's the charm. She has never been engaged. She was with Scott Disick for so long, and they have three kids together.
Yeah.
This is actually her first engagement at 42, so I think she's going down the aisle.
Really? Dun, 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 dun. Is that, no, what's the wedding march?
No, that's it, isn't it?
That is, right? Isn't it? Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Here comes the bride. There is the groom. How many people remember?
There is the groom.
Yeah. How many people remember Betty Lynn? I had a girlfriend named Betty Lynn once when I was a boy. And I think she was named after the lady on the Andy Griffith Show, who's now passed away at the age of 95. But are we talking to the wrong crowd? Am I the only one who knows who this lady is?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
Or even knows who
Wait,
Andy
what show?
Griffith is?
The Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah, I've heard of the Andy Griffith Show. I don't can't tell you that I've seen it, but I've heard of it. But I don't know who this woman is.
Okay, so I think I'll just move along.
Who did she play on the show? Because
Thelma.
He was a, no, but I mean, like, what was the character? Like, was she a...
Barney
did she work?
And then there was a made-for-TV movie where Barney and Thelma Lou actually got married.
See? She knows what's going on. Good
Thank you, Internet.
Thank you very much. No, don't say that. I was pleased with you until you said you looked it up.
And Ron Howard was in the show.
He was Opie, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how he got started, as Opie, when he had hair.
He was a cute kid. I have actually seen it now that I think about it,
He was the kid... played the son of Lauren Bacall's character in The Shootist in 1977, last film John Wayne ever made.
So you kind of roped us in. We were there, and then you took it away again.
Okay. Today, let's get serious, is National Pharmacist Day. You hear that noise? Somebody's coming to take me away. National Pharmacist Day. I wanted to talk about this because Jay and this is a very instructive conversation to have on the air. Victoria and Jay were talking about Jay's fibromyalgia, which he has a serious case of. And so she's been prescribed all kinds of dangerous things by doctors who don't know anything except drugs. So why don't you have that conversation for a moment while I fix the noise that I'm hearing in the background.
Yeah, I was saying how with my fibro, I have tried a bunch of different things. I've been prescribed different types of antidepressants because that slows the neurotransmitters down that send the pain signals. I deal with a lot of inflammation in my body. And the only thing I've really found to help is controlling your diet, which I do not do because apparently I would only be able to eat like grass and bananas and blueberries. Like those are the like three approved things.
Live on smoothies.
sleep helps significantly. That was something that I would always do before, but now that I have a kid, makes it a little bit harder. And a long hot bath with Epsom salt is also
That's like an ancient remedy for inflammation of all kinds. I mean, an Epsom salts bath is amazing. And actually, if you do enjoy baths, I've given this as a gift because I'm not like a bath person necessarily, but I've given it as a gift to a lot of girlfriends and they love it. There are a whole line of different bath salt blends that Goop makes, Gwyneth Paltrow's company, and they have for all different needs. And there's one that's called Nurse Please. And I used it once. It's the most relaxing thing I've ever experienced.
Nurse,
it's like a full body massage. And then you get all the benefits of all the different types of salts and stuff in it, and there's Epsom salts in there and eucalyptus, and it's unbelievable.
Do we hear about this on Beauty Pop?
We haven't. We have talked about Goop a lot, but we have not talked about the bath stuff. So, yeah, that's thank you. I'm going to make a note of that. But it is really relaxing.
Help with the program.
Very therapeutic, yeah.
Anyway, so I was saying it was National Pharmacist Day, and even though there are a lot of controversies about doctors prescribing things, the pharmacist often is very knowledgeable and asks questions of the pharmacist. Unfortunately, in my neck of the woods, half of them don't speak English. But there is, the need for having info on things, because if you don't know about the connection between one drug and another, pharmacist, a good person to ask. Oh, I forgot to ask the doctor if I should take this with that, that sort of thing. So anyway, this goes back. Pharmacists been around since 1550 BC. First pharmacy in Baghdad, 754 AD. Now, isn't that interesting? Why Baghdad? Where did this stuff come from that they were prescribing? What were some of the first pharmaceutical drugs?
But today, what Baghdad is today was not what it was.
No, it was the center of the universe.
It was very different. That was probably ancient Persia. And so when you look at those ancient societies of the Persians who had, and the ancient Egyptians, when you look at Dr. Jack, whom I'm always, impressed with, and just, I love hearing him do his segment every week. And he was talking about the power of honey a couple weeks ago. And I remember learning, I took an Egyptian history class in school. And I remember learning that the Egyptians were the first ones to have a full understanding of the power of honey, of raw honey. And they, back then, if you fell and broke your leg or got a cut, you could die from that. And the Egyptians realized that using honey as an antiseptic on cuts and wounds, it prevented infection. And, I mean, it's unbelievable, how old, human medicine goes so far back. It's food medicine. And so...
food is medicine. Hello.
Absolutely, yeah.
Not the stuff... Jack will talk this week in his hour, the DGB Health Show, in part, will focus on what happens when you eat so much as, 60% of the, 60% of the food is processed now. And it takes
And I've actually heard that's even higher than that. I was just reading during a break, one of the nutritionists talking about the fact that at least 70% of the American diet is highly processed food.
Yeah, really.
It's just awful.
Bunga bunga. Yeah, it is. All right, by the way, listening to Jack is something you can do. He and Ken Kronhaus do a program with me called DGV Health Show, an hour for each of them to talk about the research, the things. They come from different perspectives, but they're very helpful. It's good to get their spin on all of the issues health-wise, and there are different points of view, so you can weigh 2 hours of comparative medicine, if you will. Jack also, on his podcast this week, discusses why children are carrying those CO2 monitors in their backpacks. He's baffled by it, as a matter of fact. And then he's also baffled about women who discover lumps in their breasts and they don't go right away to the doctor, which seems to me to be nothing but common sense. But who knows? Anyway, loss of some of the faculties that we've had because of COVID is also part of our discussion. So you can get all of that. Listen to this and our weekly broadcast, some of the same stations that carry this program carry DGV Health. And you can also get the podcast at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. You know, once your genuine gold and silver, like say it's delivered securely to your home, to your doorstep, then what's the best way to safely store it? And how can I go about selling it, once I'm ready to sell it? How do people do that?
Well, for over 40 years, I've recommended putting the majority of it in a safety deposit box. $1 billion in sales I've had in 27 years, I've never had a customer out of 250,000 say, I lost my money from a safety deposit box. That's where I put it. And I've been buying back customers from customers for 27 years. The important thing is to sell to a dealer who specializes in what you're selling. You wouldn't come to a coin dealer to sell rare wine. Likewise, they're different coins, they're different metals. You want to find an expert who specializes in what you got to sell.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. Don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Okay, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, everywhere. There is a report this week in the Financial Times that nine schools in England, they're going to start lunch, they're going to pay for lunch using a bank account attached to facial recognition. Huh?
Yeah, the that's benefits. Like Apple Pay. Or Google
facial
Pay.
Facial recognition?
Yeah, when you hold your iPhone up and it opens, it unlocks your accounts, that's facial recognition. This is that's what Apple Pay is.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't use it.
I don't know if your phone actually has it, maybe.
No, because it's an old one. I know.
To wonder if maybe you really do have something very ancient.
I can't. I saw that and I thought to myself, so you're telling me that it's everybody's doing it.
This is what everyone uses when they go to, like, Dunkin' or McDonald's. It's Apple Pay.
I don't go to Dunkin'. I don't go to McDonald's.
Go to the grocery store. Go to the grocery store.
Guess
some
what?
Of them use
I
Apple
pay.
I pay
for my groceries with a charge card. And that's even.
I thought you were going to say cash, and then I was going to say, well, you're really behind.
All right. Fake vaccine cards, ladies. Travelers are using. I haven't been on a plane for a couple of months. So this weekend, when I go through the airport, we'll be interested to see. I don't think we're required to show our vaccination cards, though, when we go into the airport yet. Are we? Although, if you go internationally, you do. That's what it is.
Yes, depending on where you're flying to, yeah. But I think as of right now, aren't they just doing tests or something?
Yeah, I think you
in order to fly, or are they not doing that at all? I don't know.
No, I think that they're doing it, but I don't know how effective it is. We all know, in some of these circumstances, you can't get a result back for a couple of days. So what good is sticking a thing up your nose and giving a true? It's just, you know what it is? It's more travel theater like the total TSA operation. That's all that is. It's travel theater. Oh, look, somebody's getting that thing stuck up his nose. You know, that kind of stuff. I don't. What are you going to get? For another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me because I don't know. I rest my soul on the fact that it's 50 minutes past the hour, 10 before. The new hour on the DJV show.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now, this gentleman is no guest on the program. He is a fixture on this program. His name is Charles Curry, Chucker, known far and wide. I lovably refer to him as Chucker. He's here with Movie Moments. Some interesting news on Wonder Woman 3 and Indiana, as Chuck would say, Indiana Jones, right after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Sounds like the theme from a big Western, Chucker. What's the scoop?
Actually, it's the theme to the 1993 Sylvester Stallone actioner cliffhanger in which John Lithgow played
The bad guy.
Villain. He turned 40. He was born in 1945, born on this day, October 19th, turned 76 years old. A really tremendous talent, John Lithgow, whose career spanned many different roles. He's played good guys. He's played bad guy. He was on the sitcom Third Rock. He did a great job on that show. But he played two memorable villains, one in Brian De Palma's Blowout in 1981, I believe, with John Travolta. That was a great movie. He was an awesome villain. And then Christopher Walken actually was cast as a villain in Cliffhanger in 93. And in the last month before shooting, dropped out of the project, and they brought in Lithgow. And I thought he, maybe a little over the top, but I thought he did a really good job.
But you know what else? As Winston Churchill, I don't think he can be beat. Gary Oldman did a good job playing Churchill, but I thought Lithgow's
And he was also nominated for an Oscar for his segment of the Twilight Zone, the movie, back in the 1980s. And he did a movie in 1986, which I love, called The Manhattan Project, which played very similar to War Games. But that, I remember back in the day, it was a really good, solid movie. I think it's on HBO Max right now, if anybody wants to watch it. But he was good in that film also.
Apparently, Linda Carter has signed up for Wonder Woman 3. So there was a cameo of her at the end of Wonder Woman 2, right? Wasn't there?
She did a cameo in the end credits, which was probably the highlight of that movie. It, to me, a massive disappointment, part two. I love part one.
I agree.
And I love Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. I did, she's still awesome, but that script was really weak.
Horrible.
And the tone of it was juvenile. So hopefully they'll get the ship back the train back on track for the third installment.
Indiana Jones is being delayed. Why?
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming they had some production issues when Harrison Ford hurt his, I believe, his shoulder. So, but I have a feeling some of the studios are still a little bit nervous and feel more comfortable releasing some of the products.
June of 2023?
Yeah, it's a long time.
Wow.
Harrison Ford's going to be 85 years old before he's able to go out and promote this movie. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Why are they putting... What's the problem? Are they still filming it? I see he's been in a fight scene and he hurt his shoulder.
It may not. They easily could get this film out for 2022, but they're choosing not to for whatever strategic reason that they feel is appropriate for what they want to make off the film. I guess they realize 2023 is going to be complete coast clear. I think, listen, the Batman, which Warner Brothers just released a trailer at Comic-Con the other day, that's going to come out March of 2022. That's going to be a big film. There's a lot of big movies coming out, Jurassic World 3, 2022. So it's not like studios are gun-shy to release their product in 2022, but in this case, they've made a decision to release it not to 2023, which is a long, long time away, 2 years.
Good news for people who love the scene. The Hollywood Union has reached agreement with studios and networks so that
they had to do that, no matter how the deal came out, because that would have been disastrous for the industry if it shut down. I mean, there's no way they could afford that.
Yeah, thanks. Just had a little common sense, if you please. All right, Chucker, thank you. Chuck Curry is here with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the DJV program at 59 F.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.